run that night. KB experiment.
Yo, what's going on? It's King Boris from the KB Experiment. Hope everybody's doing well. Haven't been on in a while. Haven't made any podcasts recently because I'm adjusting, making some changes. But before I get into that, today's episode is sponsored by this mic company, Smart Mic Plus, which is actually what I'm using now. Normally you put this little mic here, I'll show you. It's real small. I put it on a little boom here, but you put it on your lapel, on your shirt. It comes with all these little fittings, like noise reducers. They work pretty well. So if you're out in a very windy situation, they got this ginormous filter. It looks like a big cotton ball. But when I tell you it works, it works. They got the small one. So depending on what atmosphere you're in, it definitely cuts down on the noise. I would say I've used it many times. I've recommended it to a few people. I have a friend who's in Hawaii and doing videos outside. It's very windy over there by the ocean, and you can't hear the wind when you use the big filter. So I'm going to highly recommend Smart Mic Plus. Let me show you here. That's what they look like there. I'll put the links in the description, but yes, today they are the sponsor because I'm using their mic to make this recording. So I hope everybody's doing well. We got some crazy stuff going on in the world. It has been up and down and doing some crazy things that, you know, everybody's situation has been different in the last 2 years with this whole pandemic, plandemic, however you want to call it. You know, there's a lot of changes that are taking place. Whether you've adjusted or not, you know, that's there's a lot of adjustment that needs to be made. And even to this day, a lot of people are adjusting. I've had to reevaluate how I do the podcast and, you know, just change a few things, right? I don't want to, I had to slow it down. Slow it down and see what I'm doing, what's working, what is not working. I really do feel that sitting down and speaking to people about the positive things in their lives is a segue for others to know that, A, it's possible for them, and it gives them steps on how to hopefully get out of whatever situations they're in. Because some situations, you know, they honestly feel, you know, you're dug into a deep hole. You don't know how to get out. But sometimes it's not that deep. It's not that hard. We just don't know how, right? Sometimes it's a few steps and you're good. Not for everyone, but you know, in a lot of situations, your decisions will dictate where you're at, where you're, what you're doing. And, you know, you can change a lot of what you do to make adjustments to get to a better place. So if you don't like what you're doing or where you're at, you just got to change it. A lot of people say it's easier said than done, but it's still done. The word done is in there. So that means you can do it. You just have to find the effort, the discipline, the whatever, and go out there and make those changes. And sometimes that involves conversations, sitting down and speaking with people. How did they do it? Listening to podcasts, reading books, just seeking the information on how other people have made adjustments in their life in a very positive way. So I just wanted to come on and really tell you guys that everybody has a way out. And whatever that out is, is different for everyone. You have resources. You have to start here. You have to make the decision that this is something that you want to do. You know, do you really want to change the situation you're in? Then change it. Sometimes you have to do baby steps. You start taking it. There's a book called, I think, Atomic Habits. And Atomic Habits really talks about how to start with the smallest little things in increments to get to the goal that you're getting to. Right? Because everything has a step. So we can't always make these changes and these decisions like this and then, you know, cut out cold turkey or change cold turkey. You know, realistically, it's a hard thing to do. Can it be done? Of course. Anything can be done. But a lot of us need some type of roadmap to get to that place that we're going, right? And how do we do that? There's people that create manuals, if you will, on life, on how to make these incremental changes, just like Atomic Habits. He really does talk about small things that lead to bigger things. And then the big picture, the small things are what helps create those habits that are going to become the routine in your life. And this is what I'm practicing now, right? For example, doing this video. I said, you know what? Let me make an unscripted video. Talk about what I'm feeling and what I've been doing. And just put it out there, right? I do have a list of people that are waiting to get onto the podcast. I've just been making some changes. There's been some roadblocks, you know. I have a family. So when you have a family, especially with younger children, there's a lot that needs to be done. And I firmly believe that being there for your children is extremely important, especially at their early ages. I understand that people have to work and that, you know, there's a lot of things that need to be done to maintain that family unit. But I also believe that there's nothing more important than having both parents there and just having at least one parent that's always there, right? So normally it's mom. Mom is a stay-at-home mom, right? In this case, I'm working from home. I've created a business. I've created a platform that's been able to sustain me and my family, you know, while my wife, she went back to work. You know, she'll be going back to college, and well, you know, we have a plan. And hey, take this in mind. We're in our 40s. You know, I'm 41, and she's still going to college to go get her nursing and RN and all that stuff. There's no limit. You don't stop at a certain age and say that's it. You could always continue your career and or change your career. I've been in the automotive field for over 20 years, and now I'm not doing that. You know, I'm podcasting. I have a media agency. People hire me to run their social media, create content, and a huge variety of things. But this is all things that have accumulated over time that used to be my side hustle that turned into my main hustle, right? So I've changed my dynamics. I've always said, you know what? I want to spend more time at home with my family. How do I do that? Because I went from working 7 days a week, midnight shift, 11 at night to 7 in the morning. You know, we got soccer games Saturday mornings. I would fall asleep on the field, right on the sideline. So my wife would put the umbrella right over my face so nobody could see that I'm sleeping. But, you know, a person does what they have to do for their family, and they should. And I did a good amount of working for someone else, going to work at 7 a.m., coming home at 8 p.m., you know, missing my kids' sleep time. There's one story that I always like to say, and this is something my wife told me, something that I missed. When we first moved to Texas, and my kids were, you know, much younger, and, you know, they were at that age, like 4 or 5 years old, where, you know, they were just so innocent. So they were sleeping in bunk beds, and my son was falling asleep. I have two daughters and a son. So my son was falling asleep, and my middle daughter goes, you know, we call him Papito. Papito, you're sleeping. He's like, yeah, I'm sleeping. He's like, wait, don't forget about me. Don't leave me. You know, I want to go with you. Don't leave me alone. He's like, well, I'm sleeping now, so you need to hurry up and go to sleep. And this little innocent conversation of, hey, wait for me to sleep too. Like, you know, Those are the things that you will never, well, that I will never forget. Those are the things that I missed working and working and working. I don't regret it because, you know, I sustained my family and I did what I had to do to make sure my family is good. But I didn't like that situation. So what did I do? I made some adjustments. I made some changes. Some of these changes came by force. I had a lot of emotional buildup, which led to like a panic attack, a mental breakdown, because I worked so much that it just didn't sit right in my head, right? So I had to make a decision. What do? Do I continue working? No, I quit. I resigned from my location. I took some time off, and then I found another job, and I worked another one or two jobs at a dealership. But ultimately, my side hustle that I was working on social media and management turned into my main hustle, especially when COVID happened. So look, COVID happened and I had a decision. Do I sit down and watch TV until this shit is over? Or do I actually sit here and revamp what I'm doing like I've wanted to? And it's sad to say, look, a lot of people passed away during COVID, right? People that I know, people that we love. It's a terrible situation, right? Everything has a positive and a negative. So I decided to take that time and said, you know what? This is the time that I've been asking for. I said, I need time to revamp. And that's what I did. I tore the office down, rebuilt it, created the space so I can work in. And that's what I'm doing now. And you know what? For the last 2 years, it's gotten better to the point where I'm able to at least sustain. I'm not rich. I'm not, you know, making a ton of money, but I'm making enough money to live the way I've been living, right? Meaning, I've made some adjustments to my lifestyle, but I'm still good. You know, I can still get the things I need for my family, keep the roof over their heads, and buy Nikes and stuff, and, you know, little things like that. But those are decisions that I made, and I was conscious of it. And I said, you know what? I need to find the discipline to execute those plans, and I did. And it was, you know, up and down, learning curves. Thankfully, a lot of you guys, you know who you are, you've helped me. You've given me different routines, and, you know, I seeked help. I went out, and I said, you know what? Let me ask for some help. How do I do this? How do I do that? How do you do this? And learning little bit by little bit. And I've met some great people. So, you know, what I'm saying is you have to put yourself out there. You have to be uncomfortable. Just like they always say, be uncomfortable. You have to be uncomfortable. Because when you're comfortable, you chill, you relax, and then things will start to get past you that become troublesome in the long run or even in the short run. When you're uncomfortable, your sense of, you know, I need to get shit done, is very heightened. And this isn't for everybody. There's some people that are always motivated and disciplined, and, you know, I wish that was me, but it's not. And I don't know how many people are not like that, but my assumption is that a lot of people are not that way. Procrastination and comfortability, or being comfortable, I don't know if I made that word up, is a thing, and that's what causes issues, right? So being uncomfortable, hey, not going to work for somebody is uncomfortable, especially from someone. I've been working since I was 12 years old. So when it comes to me earning an income because there's been a structure, that's what I'm used to. So trying to do my own thing, man, that shit wasn't easy. It took me 6 months just to get that anxiety out of my system, because after a while I noticed, like, yo, I'm doing it. This is actually working. So let me put more effort into it. And I did, and I am. So, trust me, if I could do it, you could do it. I'm a fuck-up. I'd be the first to admit it. I've messed up a lot of things in life ever since I was a little kid. I was the bad kid in school. I was always in detention, suspension, in-school suspension. My freaking mom had to go to school so much because I was bad that they had to send my brother. She couldn't go in. She couldn't take off work that long or that many times. So, trust me, I was an asshole. All the way till I was 21. Once I was like 21, strike two happened, and I believe in strike three, you're out. And when I tell you I got away with some shit that, man, if whoever's up there is watching, they took care of me. But I also know that if I continue down that path, the outcome on the third would not have been as good as the other two. So, you know, we're in weird times, you know, and I know that a lot of people are uncertain of what's going on. Some people are certain. We have to kind of lean on each other, lead by example. And life isn't as bad as it could be, right? When you really think about it, life is not as bad as it could be. And if you're in a situation that it is, change it. Change it. I mean, you have the ability. You have this machine that's in front of you, this iPhone that I'm recording off of, that you could do all kinds of things with. There's no excuse. You have a computer in your hand that you can run a full business. I know because I do it. 85% of my business runs off of my cell phone. And I did that purposely, so I have no excuses as long as I got a connection. And even if I don't have a connection, I can do work. I can create content. There's a lot that I could do. I could write scripts. I can write posts. I can schedule. I can do a million things. But guess what? My phone literally pays for my lifestyle because it's a tool. and I use it that way. Now, do I sit there and look at cat videos and shit like that? Of course, man. That's fun. That's, you know, that's just a part of the internet that just sits down and consumes you. And 2 hours later, you're watching, you know, somebody's gallbladder getting taken out. And you're like, how did I get here? Or I love reading the comments. You know what I mean? But look, you guys have so many opportunities just like I do. And Gary Vee's right. It don't fucking matter how old you are. At 41, I'm over here reinventing. I redid what I was doing. I was in the field. I was for 20-something years in the automotive field. As a mechanic, advisor, manager, I did all that. And guess what? I'm not there anymore. By choice. By choice. So you have the same abilities to make changes. And if you don't or you don't know how, ask me. I'll do my best to help you. Or I could lead you in the right direction. Listen to Ed Mylett. Ed Mylett has people on that will blow your fucking mind. Listen to Trent Shelton. You know, Les Brown. We go, Tony Robbins. Gary Vee. Grant Cardone. There's a million of them. Ty Lopez. And people shit on Ty Lopez, but guess what? That dude's doing well. And because of his programs that I purchased, I made a lot of money. And I was able to structure a good part of what I do now. And that's one of the ways that I became successful. And I say it's successful because I'm living off of it. So that's my success. Some people think successful is having $1 million. Yeah, it is to you. That's great. I'll get there. But you know what? You got to learn how to make $100. Listen to Steve Harvey. He says that all the time with the rule of 10. Take $10 and multiply it by 10 and make 100, and then 100 to 1,000, 1,000, 10,000, and then you just, but it's the process. Once you learn the process, same thing with Atomic Habits. Atomic Habits will teach you this, how to incrementally get to where you're going. You can't perfect a habit if you don't have a habit, so you got to make the habit first and then perfect it. How do you make the habit? Listen to these books, listen to these people, because they'll give you the advice. Joel Osteen, you may not like him, but one thing that I do is, and I tell people, if you don't believe in God, fine, that's on you. Take anything that he says, the word God, and you know, switch it out with the universe or whatever you want to. The message is the message. The message is the message. You don't have to take the whole message the way he says it. You can switch it up a bit and make it your message. So, again, there's no excuses. There's always some form of communication and knowledge, and you have access to all types of knowledge. Use it. Fucking use it. Look, iPad, iPhone, fucking computers. There's no excuse. But anyway, I don't know. I feel like I'm ranting now. You know, but you know what it is? I get passionate about it because I hear a lot of people and what they say. And it's like, you know, you really do have more than you think you do. So with that, I'm going to cut it. This is going to be the comeback episode to the rest of the podcast because I'm relaunching. I do already have some pre-recorded that I'm going to start putting out on the next phase. Whether it's called season 2, it doesn't matter. You know, at the end of the day, I'm just putting out a show that I hope is receptive to people in a positive way. And that's all I want to do. I've done enough negative bullshit in my life that I'm past that. I've paid my karmic duties back, and now my goal is to leave a positive impression on the people around me and people that around the world. So if this reciprocates with you, hey, share, and like we always ask, share it, comment, like, subscribe, all of that stuff. Why it's important as hell. It's important. This is literally how we make a living. The algorithm is set in a way that if you engage with us, they'll continue to push us, right? And it's just an easy like and comment, things like that. But that's how we get paid. The system is designed, the more traffic we bring in, I get paid. YouTube will pay me. TikTok will pay me. Instagram will pay me. And that shit's important, man. Like, this takes time. This takes time to sit here and do this, you know. But you don't have to have all the special tools in the world. I was lucky enough to get a free mic by Smart Mic Smart Mic. Jesus, see, I messed up. Smart Mic Plus. I don't want to mess them up. Smart Mic Plus, which is an amazing mic, and I've used it a lot. But they sent it to me, so I can do these on my cell phone, right? I have a $1,000 camera, a Canon that I got set up, so I can do high quality, this, and that. And at the end of the day, the easiest thing I can do is plug this into there and put that this way, and guess what? Boom, we got a show. But we're all good to go, brothers and sisters. I hope you guys are doing well. If you need me, you know how to reach me. My email is kingboris@yahoo.com. My Instagram is @king_boris. Send me a DM, message me, whatever. If you need me, I'm here. I'm here for everyone. I'm going to need you too, so I might hit some of y'all up. But don't forget to share this, man. Stop being greedy. Peace.